Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, Ali Breen with Sexy Time. It's on the way in just a minute.
Our house is a mess. Come on in.
I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.
America starts the day with America in the Morning.
First of three pushes of storminess.
Hi, I'm John Trout, your host for the latest news, politics, entertainment, business, and weather.
A speech with political overtones.
Our staff of correspondents provide a fast-paced look at the world with specialized reports from where news happens.
The judge's decision was based on finding there is a
likelihood. So far, the central bank appears to be threading that.
Concise, accurate, and fresh each day.
America in the Morning, the podcast, available wherever you listen.
Now you can lose weight the easy way. Without pills, without exercise, without counting fat, carbs, or calories. And best of all, you can eat anything you want, as long as it's not food. That's right. Those pounds will just disappear on the no-food diet. How easy is it? Well, if you like water, you'll love the no-food diet. Because you can have, now get this, as much water as you want.
Wow.
What? Too hard to believe, you say?
Yes.
Listen.
I lost 75 pounds in 2 months on the no-food diet. I could have as much water as I wanted, and I gotta tell you, I drank a lot of it. I had no hunger pains at all. I was a size 7, and now I'm a size 1. Look at me. No, over here. Look at me. That's a broom.
Will you save money on the no-food diet? Let me ask that question this way. How much are your grocery bills every month?
About $375.
Then what if I told you you'll save at least $100 a month then?
$100? Well, what's the $275 for then?
Your water bill.
How do I get started?
Well, that's easy. First, go to your refrigerator and food pantry and throw everything out.
Sounds easy.
It is.
Then what do I do?
That's easy, too. Don't eat anything.
What if I get hungry?
Good question. Lots of people ask that, especially about the fifth day. But I bet you already know the answer.
I can have a light snack, right? Like some other diets tell you to do?
That's right. You can have a whole bowl full of snacks.
Right.
In fact, you can have as many bowls full of ice as you want.
Wow. Ice cubes?
Yeah.
Won't I have to pee a lot, though?
Of course. You'll be in the bathroom so damned much you won't have time to even think about food.
Great. Okay.
The new no-food diet plan. Just call 1-800-STARVE. That's 1-800-STARVE. Operators are barely standing.
Yeah, we know it's a repeat, but things are always better the second time around. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
You know what time it is?
What's that?
To lend our collective brain power to people who are having difficulties in their relationships with their loved ones.
If there was a way to measure the success rate we'd have, it would certainly be interesting, wouldn't it?
0.0001%.
Our hookup for this is the comedian Ali Breen. She's currently in New York City. And hi, Ali. Yes. How are you?
Hi, Ali.
Good. I have no voice today, so
you
sorry
also
about this.
Have no top. You're wearing a halter top for some reason. What the hell's going on?
It's so hot. We don't have control of our heat in New York. They just jack it up. It's like a sauna in my apartment.
Wow.
Mm. It's so hot.
Start spreading the news. Yeah.
Now, Ali receives your communications on various social media platforms. Ali Breen. Did you have to spend all your life as a kid telling them, no, it's A-L-L-I?
Yep, pretty much. Still do. I was talking to someone on the phone yesterday who thought it was A-L-L-A-S-O-N. I get weird variations.
Wow. Now,
I mean, that was like an overseas.
Is Allie your real name, or is it short for like Alyssa or Alice or?
Allison.
Oh, Allison.
Yep.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I don't like that at all.
Yes, that's what I heard growing up. Yeah,
oh, I bet.
I love that song all the time.
Yeah,
me too.
Were you an Allison when you were a kid, or were you always Allie?
I was Allie with my family, Allison in school mostly, Allie Cat a little bit.
Allie Cat.
That's got to be. I was Tom Cat.
It's a match made in heaven, ladies and gentlemen.
When were you Tomcat?
Mr. Dalton, across the street, always called me Tomcat.
Back me up. Is that the first time we've heard that?
Yes.
The guy that scared me to death by showing the movie Creature from the Black Lagoon at a birthday party, Mr. Dalton. Yeah, you know, absolutely.
He would have kids over, showing birthday parties and stuff. Uh-huh. Hey, Tomcat.
He had nicknames like Tomcat. Hey, Tomcat, why don't you get that butt in the air, huh?
He always called me that.
Oh, wait a minute, Mr. Dalton.
Adorable.
Is that Joanne Dalton?
Yeah, it's her dad.
Oh, there you go.
Always called me Tomcat. And you were Alley Cat. That's sweet.
That was your first time, right, Joanne?
No.
Tomcat, it's time to make another secret basement video.
Turn the lights out, Tomcat.
Wow, it's unbelievable. They're ruining my life.
Yeah.
Allie, what do we have to examine today to help people out with their love lives?
Dear Allie, my girlfriend is amazing, but when we go out in public, she gets very flirty with guys and then tells me they're hitting on her. It ranges from waitstaff to actual friends of mine and makes everyone uncomfortable. I told her recently, it really looks to me like she's hitting on others. And what is she trying to start a fight or something? She started crying and told me how hard it is being a girl. I can't understand what she's going through.
Aww.
You gotta leave.
Stumped. What should I do?
This is a breakup situation I've ever heard.
Very emotional.
You don't need that drama.
She needs to be reassured that she's attractive and pretty and appealing to other people.
Well, there's a fine line between reassuring and constant affection.
She has some self-esteem issues for sure.
She's the one flirting and going, oh my gosh, they won't stop flirting with me. They love me.
See, that but, she's trying to bail, reinforce.
Save yourself the trouble.
You don't think this is curable?
I don't think this guy needs to worry about it. No. Live your life. Bail on this lunatic.
Well, she may be a gorgeous and a wonderful person.
That doesn't matter. No.
Gorgeous was the first
maybe she's a horrible person, but still gorgeous in a great way.
maybe
this is worth salvaging before you jump to conclusions.
What if she's chubby and has a lazy eye? What are you going to do with that?
Well, what's wrong with that?
Yeah. She might be lovely.
Yeah, you got to get rid of her.
She could be the nicest person you ever met.
That's right.
Okay, we're not helping. Let's go to our next letter, Allie.
Swing and a miss.
Dear Allie, my husband is 16 years older than me, and he recently retired. Mm-hmm. I hate it. I loved having my own space all day long and then just spending time with him at night. How can I handle this without getting divorced? How the hell do retired couples spend all day together?
Hobbies.
Well, you can get a job.
Yeah.
And you can leave the house.
Or as my father told my mother one evening, I never will forget it, when are you going to get off your ass and help me?
I tell you what, I'm trying to think of which comedian it was in here. It was Don McMillan. A terrific comedian.
Oh, three holes in one in an afternoon of
and,
golfing.
And Don has always been known as one of the best golfers in the world of stand-up comedians.
Told you. Mm-hmm.
And remember he was saying when COVID hit, suddenly he was home all the time, and his wife demanded that he take up golf again to get him out of the house.
He needs a hobby.
Needs a hobby. Yeah.
Yeah, I think there was a lot of that during COVID. That's exactly what happened to a lot of
people. But in this case, it's a similar situation. Yeah, they're too much of each other, absolutely.
See, but people who have a relationship can tell the other one, you need to take a couple days and get out of here, mm-hmm. and they understand, and then you come back, or you pack your stuff and get out. Yeah. Either way.
What's the song, How Can I Miss You When You Never Leave?
Yeah. That's right. That's right. That's exactly right.
They need some...
He's retired. Get a little something on the side. Right, Josh?
Yeah. It sounds to me like time for a girlfriend.
She might not mind. It sounds like she might be okay with that.
Set your husband up with one of your friends.
Now, Allie, you live alone.
Yes.
Yeah. Have you always lived by yourself? Have you ever
I mean, I've had roommates plenty. I've lived with
But I mean, have you ever had like a live-in boyfriend?
Yes.
Or?
Yes. Yeah, I had one for a long time. For 6 years or so.
Oh, that had to be a painful breakup.
What happened?
It was, yeah, no, we just kind of, it was, I lived in New York with him, and then he was a comic, actually. This was right when I started comedy.
Oh, that's bad.
And then we broke up and both stayed in the same apartment and kept getting back together. So then I left for LA. I was like, I'm going to go to LA for a month and you can get out in the meantime. And then I liked LA a lot. So I stayed there for 6 months, and then he took like 4 or 5, 6 months probably to get out.
Do we know him?
Probably.
Okay, but you don't have to
say his name.
No.
Yes.
Give us a hint.
Yes. Who is it?
It's one of my best friends still. We work together all the time. It's Ryan Reese.
Ryan Reese.
Oh, he's the peanut butter cup baron.
Yeah. Okay, good.
Oh, he's the guy that has the bit about the that witch he lived with for 6 years.
Yeah.
Ex-girlfriend.
That's right. Yeah.
He said Bush got the Iraqis out of Libya easier
than
yeah.
get out of the apartment.
Yeah. She couldn't fry an egg or dust the floor. It's unbelievable.
Real cute girl, kind of dim.
We literally are best. We didn't talk for like 2 years.
Talk.
And then we became best friends.
Okay.
Yeah.
The line "rabid size queen."
I
forget exactly how.
A tree trunk couldn't satisfy.
Yeah, okay. Right.
Gold digging.
Allie, I apologize on behalf of everyone.
You do know.
What else? Echo or something.
What else do we have, Allie? Thank you,
dear. We're very good friends now. By
good.
The way,
so that's nice. To
yes,
know.
That's easy. To
we had a big break and then very close friendship. Okay, which some people think is a red flag. By the way, I think it's healthy. Mm. All right,
I agree.
Dear Allie, I caught my husband cheating last year, and ever since then, he has done everything he can to make it up to me.
Aww.
We're in therapy, and he's been on his best behavior, and it's working out. Our friend group knows what happened, and one of his best friends told me recently he's always had a crush on me, and that I should get back at my husband by sleeping with him.
Yeah! Oh, no. Wise words, indeed!
It as a joke, but now that's all I can think about, and I think that's the only way I'll truly feel better.
No.
Should I do it, or do you think my husband is setting this up as a trap?
Well, no. Your husband's not setting this up as a trap.
Doesn't the Bible say an eye for an eye?
No. Like, maybe you're not going to feel better. You're just reestablishing the trust.
You might feel a little better.
No.
For a little bit. Yeah.
For 30 seconds. Is it worth that?
30 seconds. That's a long time.
Yeah, I know, right, Pat?
Boy, that...
I think it would be a little longer.
Hey, Pat, didn't you tell me one time your love lasts till she gets on the elevator?
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. That's what I thought. Yeah.
What a friend.
No joke.
Hey, you know, he cheated on
me.
Jerk.
I've always had a crush on you. And
here's what you should do.
You should really bang me, you know.
You know what? Guys love to put that out there as a joke so that they can be like, I was joking. But if you're serious, I mean, you know, let's do that guy.
And get a load of this. It's perfect. He can't say anything. He already did it. You can't.
Yeah, he'd be a hypocrite.
She is in control right now, this entire situation.
This is a world of losers. Let's just move on. There's nothing we can do to fix this one.
Dear Allie, I met a guy online who I really like. We've gone out 3 times now. He was a total gentleman, met me at the restaurant, always paid. And on the third date, I said we should go back to his place. He asked to come to mine instead, and I told him I had roommates.
Uh-oh.
I asked if he had any, and he told me that he actually lives in a refurbished van. He says it's by choice to save money and to save the environment. But isn't that a true wacko? We went home separately again because that was really a blow to how attracted I was to him. Would this be like dating a homeless dude?
Oh, I mean, kind of, but there are people who, like, that is their lifestyle, they're not, you know, losers or dirtbags.
Well. They're frugal. And
Yeah.
I mean,
what city does he
But if it's
in?
Not your style. It
I mean, I hesitate to say, but this is the van parked down by the river.
Right.
Yeah, if it's not your style, you got to break it.
I mean, it could be. It might be worth exploring. I mean,
you can help him become an influencer. There's all these van influencers, aren't they?
What are the legalities of living in a van like that?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Depends where it's parked.
Yeah, but you can't just park in like a Walmart parking lot or something.
Some of them, I think you can.
I think you can.
Short periods of time. I think.
Remember that free solo guy? He essentially did that for most of his time.
Yeah. The incredibly self-centered jackass. Hey, I'm going to make my girlfriend cry again. Let's go climb that mountain for no reason.
He really was not concerned about her.
He could care less.
Did he survive?
No.
He's still alive.
Oh, yeah. I thought the other guy, I thought he finally died.
No, he's still good. Yeah, the free solo guy's still alive.
Right. Wow. I couldn't watch that after a few minutes.
It's nerve-wracking.
It's
I don't think I finished it either.
Yeah. One sneeze and that, there goes that.
Well, so well.
You don't want to get messed up with a guy who lives in the van, okay? I'm sorry. I know rent's high, but
well, it doesn't sound like it's for her, does it?
No,
it
doesn't. Yeah. No.
Her asking about it.
He could be, I mean, it sounds like he's a great guy. Maybe he's...
Somebody is envisioning long hair and playing a guitar. Am I close?
Yeah.
Am I close?
Back in the van. Doors open Sunday.
Right. If this is like in San Diego,
he could be John Mayer, reincarnated.
I wrote a song for you.
I don't wear deodorant. I just rub a crystal under my arms.
Would you like to see me play hacky sack naked? No, I'm out.
He could be saving enough money that they could actually get a house.
That's the thing. A lot of people think that's what they do.
Yeah, is he always going to be a van guy, or is he looking
for... He's not going to always be the van guy.
Or, he said he's doing for the environment.
I think we're missing the larger point. This could be a lie, and maybe he doesn't want to take her back to his place because his wife is there.
Yeah, that could be.
Wow.
Or he lives in his mom's basement.
Totally unfair speculation.
That's what this whole show is about. Unfair speculation. Are you kidding me?
Wild accusations? Where have you been? Unfair speculation.
Where have you been? We're trying to help.
Are you trying to take
this seriously?
Have I been doing this wrong?
Yes.
Okay, let's get
to give yourself a
next. You. Dear Allie, I married my high school sweetheart and we have 3 kids. The kids are grown and they're out of the house, but the sex has still not come back. When we do have it, it's very vanilla, and I've never gotten to try anything remotely freaky. I love her so much as a companion, but I want good sex. Can I try to talk to her about opening up that part of the relationship or just figure out how to discreetly start cheating?
Wait a minute.
It seems pretty easy online right now.
So they've been dating since high school and their kids are grown and out of the house.
Yeah.
And sex is still not great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yikes.
Mm. Maybe just what's that word? Proactive. In other words,
professional help.
Set it up so that she comes home. You put on some romantic music and maybe a leather jockstrap.
I thought it was her that was upset.
Black light. Oh, who's upset? Him or
he's
her?
He's upset.
He's the one that's upset, right?
He is? Okay. Okay. Upset. He wants better sex.
Yeah, it's him.
You guys just have to get drunk, romance the pants off of her, and like take charge, you know?
Girls never care about the sex. He's a uphill battle. He'll never win this.
Especially after that long. That would be a weird departure.
She has no idea he's even there.
There are a lot of things going on here. At her age, there's some physical issues probably. And
hot flashes.
Dry.
Hot flashes, dry. Yeah, exactly, Pat.
Probably gained a lot of weight.
Maybe. I don't know. Doesn't feel good about herself. I don't know.
Hair on the nipples.
Yeah.
Oh, that happens.
Yeah, you got to trim that. You don't want that. You don't want it.
But if he's send her
hygiene's out the door.
Maybe send her off on a spa day. And when she gets back...
That's a great idea. A spa day and then go to a whore. Yes.
Send her for the spa day.
That's excellent.
Well, this is a lost cause.
You know
cause,
where
sir.
She is.
But your wife's a lost cause. I say go to your daughter's Facebook and start browsing her friends. Pick one.
Pick one.
And what are Zaddies, right?
You know, I didn't think it could get any worse. I was wrong. It just got worse. We had time for one more letter. Allie Breen. You can reach Allie, A-L-L-I-B-R-E-E-N, on your favorite social media platform. With your love troubles, what's next?
Dear Allie, I am a high school teacher and I would never hook up with any of my students.
However,
I do like wearing, it's a great start, but I do like wearing short skirts and very low cut shirts than leaving or bending over just to titillate the kids a bit.
No.
Guys, I need you all to shut up. I want to hear the rest of this.
This woman's a monster.
This is the greatest one we've ever had.
Signed, Miss Letourneau.
Lately, I've been wanting to push it a little further with some kind of wardrobe malfunction.
Yes,
do it.
And for me and the kids, right? Or am I being crazy?
I know you're crazy. Being what would be called a felon.
No, this is so awesome. You are this is a little crazy, but that's what's so
there's plausible
hot about
deniability,
it.
Though.
No, this would result in jail time.
No, you are a generous. This is what all of our educators. You are a true educator.
You're going to be on a stamp
a
one day.
Well, today we're going to talk about movies. Our movie today stars Sharon Stone as.
I had a Latin teacher. She wore short skirts, and maybe she did that on purpose. She would write at the top of the board.
Just
and her skirt would write. You see the top of her nylons.
You're doing your terrific things.
Everyone is focused in class.
I'm so happy for the male students in your class.
No one's on their phone.
And like 2% of the females, whatever the statistic is.
Yeah, you may want to find out what size the prison uniforms come in.
You'll be fine, man.
Because you'll be going there.
Keep it up.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
Now here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band, and they must think this kid must have just handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.